Canto 10, chapter 21, verses 7 to 19. This was sung by the gopis before they actually met Lord Shri Krishna. It is expressing the feeling of purvarag, or previous attraction. Attraction to Krishna before meeting. Shikopya uchho akshan batam phalamidam naparam vidama sakya pashunan nuviveshayator vayasya vakram vajesha sutayor anave nujustam yarvani pita manurakta kataksha moksham. The coward girl said, "Oh friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision." Chukta pavala bahasta bakot palabcha mala nikrita paritana vichitta vesha madhye vire chaturalam pashupala goshtyam lange yathana tavara kvachakaya mana. Dressed in a charming variety of garments upon which their garlands rest, and decorating themselves with peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balaram shine forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sing. Gopya kema chararayang kushalang smavenu damodara tarasutam apikopikanam hunkte swayam yad avashishtarasam harinyo rishyattaca shumumuchustaravo yatharayaha. My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis for whom that nectar is actually meant? The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirtim yad devaki sutaparam ujalabta lakshmi govinda venu manumatta mayora nityam pekshyari san vavat ratanya samasta sattvam. O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute, and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned. Tanya smama tukataya biharinya eta yananda nandana mupata vichitravesham akanya venuranitam saha krishna saraha pujam dadhavirachitam panayavalokai. Blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doe and bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. Krishnam nirikshavanitotsavarup Pashilam Shuttava Chatakanita Venu Vivikta Gitam Devya Vimana Gatayak Smaranun Nasara Pashyat Pasunaka Paramum Hurvinivya. Krishna's beauty and character create a festival for all women. Indeed, when the demigods' wives flying in airplanes with their husbands catch sight of him and hear his resonant flute song, their hearts are shaken by Cupid, and they become so bewildered that the flowers fall out of their hair and their belts loosen. Gavascha Krishna Mukhanirgatavena Gita Piyushamutta Pitakana Putai Pibantya Shava Snutastana Payakavala Smatastu Govinda Mapanadisha Shukala Shrisantya. Using their upraised ears as vessels, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The calves, their mouths full of milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves, through their tear-filled eyes, and embrace him within their hearts. Prayopatamma vihaka munayopanismin Krishnekshitam taruritam kalavenugitam Ahruyaye chumabhujan uchira kavalam Shrinvanti militarisho vikatanyavacha. O Mother, in this forest, all the birds have risen unto the beautiful branches of the trees to see Krishna. With closed eyes, they are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of his flute. And they are not attracted by any other sound. Surely these birds are on the same level as great sages.
Nadyastada tarupatarya makunda gitam Avartalakshita mano pavapak navegaha Alinganastagitam urmi pujat murare Krihanti paru yukalam kamalopahara.
When the rivers hear the flute song of Krishna, their minds begin to desire him, and thus the flow of their currents is broken and their waters are agitated, moving around in whirlpools. Then, with the arms of their waves, the rivers embrace Murari's lotus feet, and holding on to them, present offerings of lotus flowers.
Drishtavata peva japashun saharama gopai Sancharayanta manuvena mudirayantam Prema pravita udita kusamavalihi Sakyavyatat svavukusam buddha-atapatram.
In the company of Balaram and the cowherd boys, Lord Krishna is continually vibrating his flute as he herds all the animals of Braj, even under the full heat of the summer sun. Seeing this, the cloud in the sky has expanded himself out of love. He is rising high and constructing out of his own body, with its multitude of flower-like droplets of water, an umbrella for the sake of his friend.
Purna Pulinda Urugaya Parabcharaga Shri Kunkamena Dayitas Tanamantitena Tad Darshana Smararujas Chinarusitena Limpantya Anana Kuchesha Jahustaratin.
The Aborigine women of the Vrindavan area become disturbed by lust when they see the grass marked with reddish kunkum powder, endowed with the color of Krishna's lotus feet. This powder originally decorated the breasts of his beloveds, and when the Aborigine women smear it on their faces and breasts, they feel fully satisfied and give up all their anxiety.
Hantaya Majirabala Haridasya Varya Yadrama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramota Manam Chanoti Sahago Ganayosta Yoryat Paniya Surya Vasakandara Kandamula.
Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the heel offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Ga gopakar anuvanam natayor utala Venu swanakalapadash tanurpritsu sakya Aspandanam gatimatam gulakastayunam Diriyoga pashikita lakshanayoga vichitram. My dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram pass through the forest with their cowherd friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cow's rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving, living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful.